听力课堂，听 class.com。
This is a business English certificate, higher level, listening test. Part 1, questions 1 to 12. You'll hear the organizer of an annual conference attended by the sales representatives of a large company. He is telling them about the arrangements for the end of the conference. As you listen for questions 1 to 12, complete this note, using up to the 3 words or a number. After you have listened once, replay the recording. You have 45 seconds to read through the notes. Now listen and complete the notes.
Good morning and welcome to our course on business management today. I hope you've all registered and obtained your name badges and information packs. I would like to point out some additional information and changes to the agenda you will find in your packs. The 4 seminar workshops are now as follows. Room 6, Marketing. Bishop's Hall 1, Communications, which replaces Taxation. Bishop's Hall 2, Strategic Planning, which now includes small business as well as large companies. Room 5, Human Resources. I'll just run through that again. Marketing is in Room 6. In Bishop's Hall 1, we have a change to the original program and taxation has been replaced by communications. Strategic planning in Bishop's Hall 2 now includes small businesses, and Room 5 is Human Resources. We will stay in the Convocation Hall for the first morning session, which runs from 9:30 to 11 o'clock, when we shall all meet up in the Memorial Hall for coffee and biscuits. The 11:30 session will be held in Bishop's Hall 1. A buffet lunch will be held in the self-service restaurant from 1 to 2. We are hoping that this system will prove quicker than waitress service and ensure a prompt start to the afternoon session, which begins in Bishop's Hall 2 at 2 o'clock and runs to 3:30. Please note, however, that we shall be in Room 5 for the 4 to 5:30 session. Tea and biscuits will be brought to you between 3:30 and 4 o'clock. At 5:30, we invite you all to the Assembly Hall for an hour's general forum. There will be time for questions based on the day's sessions. This session in the Assembly Hall is intended to give you an opportunity to clarify problem areas which may have arisen during the day, and to ask any questions you may have. There will be a general exhibition of books and resource materials in the Abbey Room, which will be open for the whole day. Anyone interested in purchasing any of these materials will be able to order them at the various stands. Please feel free to visit the Abbey Room at any time during the day, up until the center closes at 7:30 p.m. May I draw your attention to the fact that notes accompanying the seminars will be provided by the speakers. It is therefore not necessary.
Now, listen to the recording again. That is the end of part 1. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers. Part 2, question 13 to 22. You'll hear 5 different people who all run their own business. They are talking about how they raised the money to start their business. For each extract, there are 2 tasks. For task 1, choose the type of person from the list A to H. For task 2, choose the opinion from the list A to H. As you have listened once, replay the recording. You have 30 seconds to read the 2 lists A to H. Now listen and do the 2 tasks.
Well, it's quite interesting, isn't it? I mean, overall, you're never going to please everyone, always. I think one of the main benefits is perhaps something we weren't really expecting. Ernest, I wasn't. And that's the way people with different roles, different jobs are working together here. Sure, my responsibility is to go across the departments. Everyone wants a PC, needs help with the software. I am always here in about the problems. Never good things, of course, with the network. Here we're sharing experiences, different viewpoints, bringing in the ideas which reflect our different roles. Then again, that's maybe a problem in itself, because I really don't see how I'm going to hold all this in my head. I'm sure that next week it'll all have disappeared from my memory.
Frankly, I wonder if my time would have been better spent back in the office. Well, I don't want to sound negative. Maybe it's just me. I grant you there is some great theory going around. Amazing ideas, really. All these visions of what could really be happening, pictures of the possible future, and more have you. But at the end of the day, we'll be back at the same old office. And I'll be typing and running around and still be expected to do 10 things at once. So if I'm honest, I'm not really sure how all these fine speeches are really going to help me in my job. A letter is still a letter, isn't it? Mind you, I'm not saying it is not inspirational in some ways.
I feel very privileged, and on top of everything, it's a great way to meet everyone. It's really helping my confidence. The sessions on technology have been interesting because I know so little about it. They've told me I'll get more on that as time goes by. And actually, my problem's not really that because, well, what I need at this early stage is some kind of overview, some kind of feeling of the whole picture. You know, how those fix together. I don't know where I'll be in 5 years' time, you see, so I'm not quite sure what I need to know now. That's why it's a bit frustrating that each lecture seems so separate, so single issue. I'd like a wide range to be covered.
It's going pretty smoothly, I'd say, all in all. We've had worse. We've had better. And given that we had to put the whole menu together at a pretty short notice. Having said that, though, I'm not at all sure they see it like that. I don't know. I think half the problem is people come to something like this with so much hope. I mean, they assume the world is going to change overnight. And of course, nothing is that simple. I hear them complaining, but not all about the food. I'm happy to say that is not quite what they want. Too general, too specific, and so on. Anyway, the snacks and lunches seem to have gone down all right, and I suppose that's all I need to worry about.
Yes, it's difficult, of course, balancing the costs and benefits, the time lost from the office compared to what I'm investing in, but I've always said our staff, our people, are our biggest asset. So anything that brings my people up must be a value in itself. Of course, much will depend on the performance reports, which I hope the different departments can draw up to me reasonably soon. Otherwise, I won't really be in a position to know if I did make the right choice. My main reservation at this stage is that I don't see sufficient input on the system, on the IT side of things. And that's a great pity, because it's vital that we explore our existing computer system to get the best out of them. I want a company that is right up to date.
Now, listen to the recording again. That is the end of part two. Part three, questions 23 to 30. You'll hear a radio interview with Martha Flowers. For each question 23 to 30, mark one letter, A, B, or C, for the correct answer. After you have listened once, replay the recording. You have 45 seconds to read through the questions. Now listen and mark A, B, or C.
Martha Flowers, you're the founder and managing director of Max Sandwiches. First of all, thank you for agreeing to speak to us.
You're welcome.
I'd like to begin by asking you to tell us something about how you started what is now a very successful business.
Okay, I started it because I was hungry, really. There was nowhere to buy something cheap yet healthy at lunchtime, and I spotted a gap in the market. I set up the business with a partner.
What, someone who knew the business?
Yes, he'd had lots of hands-on experience. However, the first 3 years were difficult. We worked all hours and hardly made any profit. We just didn't have sufficiently clear idea of what we wanted, and frankly, we were lucky to survive. These days, we are very much focused.
Martha, would it be fair to describe Max as just one more fast food company?
No, we are definitely not that. For us, it's all about selling naturally made products at reasonable price, not selling cheap food fast. Having said that, the fast food chains do something very well, and I'd like us to imitate the good aspects of how they operate. What I mean is, We should cut out waste the way they do, not waste time or materials.
All right, so that's the aim. Now, I'd like to ask you something about how you actually run your business. Are you, like so many executives nowadays, a slave to your diary?
No, I'm not. I don't even own one. I find this lack of structure gives me immense flexibility. I really don't see how you can get things done if you're tired down all the time. I'm sorry for my secretary, who has to copy with the way I work. But for me, it's the only way.
But how are meetings scheduled?
Well, this is another thing. I hate meetings. The only regular features of my week is the senior management team meeting. And we focus there not on details, but on major issues. This means I can actually spend about 95% of my time listening to the customers. And this is really the key to how I run my business, like listening to our employees, because they can often tell you how to get things right.
Your approach certainly seems to be working. Your company is expanding all the time. How do you account for this success?
We are a high volume, low margin business. We only make a little profit on everything we sell. So basically, we have to sell a lot. And the secret of success in a business like this is a loyal customer base. It's as simple as that.
Well, obviously the next question is, what exactly do you do to keep your customers' loyalty?
We have to look at three things: the price of the product and quality of our product and attitude of our employees. They have to understand one thing very well indeed, and that is, it's the customers who pay their salary.
Martha, if you were asked to give just one piece of advice to someone who is starting out in business today, what would you say?
I'd say, look at what other people in your line of business are doing. It's absolutely vital.
But doesn't everyone monitor what their competitors are doing?
Perhaps they do, but the important thing is what action you then take. A lot of people seem to monitor what's going on so they know what their feelings are. Then they do nothing about it, and I find it most extraordinary.
Martha Flowers, thanks very much for talking to us.
You're welcome.
Now, listen to the recording again. That is the end of part 3. That is the end of the test. You now have 10 minutes to transfer your answers to your answer sheet. Stop here and time 10 minutes.